This is a HeadGum Original.
So Jeff, we're all going to the theater. You want to come?
No, I'm going to hang back. There's a couple more things I need to do.
All right. See you there.
Said fuck it. The salesman's like, what up? What's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He said,
I got the one for you. Follow me.
Ooh, it's too real. Chromed out mirror, I don't need a windshield. Banana seat, a canopy on two wheels. 800 cash, that's a hell of a deal. I'm headed
downtown, cruising through the alley, tiptoeing in the street like ballet. Pulled up, moped to the valet. White walls on the wheels like mayonnaise. My crew is ill, and all we need is two good wheels. Got cash in the bank, and a bad little mama with the rats in my face. I'ma lick that, stick that, break her off, kick that, snuck her in backstage. You don't need a wristband, dope.
Fuck a bus pass, you got a moped, man. She got 1988 Mariah Carey hair, very rare. Mom jeans on her derriere, throwing up the west side as we tear in the air. Stop by Pipe Place, throwing fish to a plug.
Downtown, downtown,
downtown.
Theater, New York City? That was all I had. I spent $275 on that. 3 days, 14 hours. But I can't do it all by myself, can I?
That was easy. That was easy.
Are you guys ready for some chaos? Who do you think is the furthest person that traveled to be here tonight? Oh, Sabrina! Oh my God, you came from Florida.
Yeah.
Happy that you're here.
No.
Sorry. I brought some friends. You ready? I picked these intro songs specific for the people. Let's give it up for Amir Shmuel Blumenfeld! Yeah.
Bad song, but I appreciate the warm entrance.
I would actually appreciate it if the energy got a little more poison tonight. And we'll get there.
yeah. Worse than you had a bad day as intro music. Retroactively cursing the night.
In a way.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yes. It's also a very mellow song. I had to walk out to that and like mid fist bump, it felt wrong.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Yes. We agree. You think it's going to be as bad as I do, so we are on the same page.
Major key alert. Bored people bore people. Right?
Sure, I guess. What about the other fucking people, man? I don't like
this
energy.
Let's bring out our next guest.
Yeah.
All right, give it up for Jacob Penn Cooper Hurwitz!
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. But I've been to Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Here we go.
I resent that you didn't get up to greet me.
I figured if I keep doing that, it's going to be 20 minutes of intros. Yeah. That's my fear.
Cool. No, it was rude. It was weird to be the second guy and, you know, not.
Is this for Jeff or for me?
Yeah, he asked me to bring out his drink and he didn't even stand up to take it from me. He just played Cotton Eye Joe and expected me to know the dance, which thankfully I did.
Yeah.
You didn't prep me.
You were practicing.
We didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
And let's get our last guest for the first segment. Marika Brownlee, the birthday girl!
Oh, that's nice.
Let's get this shit over with.
The goat.
What?
So negative.
Fucking no live show for 2 years. You say, let's get it over with.
It's been exhausting. We shot the video this week. I've been in New York since last Friday, Red Eye.
It shouldn't have taken you that long to shoot an MOS video. I'm sorry.
Also, you didn't have to take a Red Eye. You came here a week early. A red eye is what important people in a rush have to do. You have all the time in the world. You could have left at noon, 4, 8. Nobody cares for you there or here.
What are we all doing?
Goddamn.
Why do you listen to this show? We sold out the Gramercy, I think.
We did.
My God.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should just wax.
No. No way. You have to have prepared something.
You said you were worried the intros would go too long. You said, I'm going to cut the songs off early. I'm worried the intros will go too long.
We now have segments, but we have to fill time.
Sure. By the way, seeing your soundboard is fucking perverted. Now that I can see it.
Yeah,
there's no organization to it.
No, yeah.
And you're fast with it, too.
Well, because I've memorized it, you know?
Give us a that was easy.
That was easy.
If you guys could see how many sounds are on the board, you would be really impressed.
There's too many. And I don't use half of them because some of them are bad.
Yeah.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white van. Yeah,
you use that one a lot.
Yeah, I know.
You have like 80. You use 4. It should be a lot.
At least put the ones you use a lot on one line.
Yeah, you're scanning. It's like third row from the left.
They're
is
also
damn
just
Daniel.
Like all different colors for no reason.
Well, I like it's like synesthesia, right? So for Trololo, I was like, that's kind of like a light brown. You know what I mean? So
I agree.
For the shot, sorry.
I was on the board.
No, Gramercy was under a flight path.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Manhattan, right? Cheers. Let's get into this shit with everyone's bonds of the week.
God damn it. I was
once
just,
a week till the next James Bond is cast, we're all gonna pick a bond.
I really didn't prepare for that.
Really?
Yeah. No, everyone else can go
I've
first.
I've told everyone nothing. The only people that know the segments are people that aren't here tonight, so...
Right.
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 Yes.
Yeah.
Bonds of the week.
Yeah.
Fucking, who cares? Wesley Snipes.
They have to be British.
I don't listen to the fucking show. Wesley Snipes' cousin, Leslie Snipes, who's from
Cardiff.
That's right.
Let's do Rafe Fiennes.
So M.
What's that?
The current M.
Yeah, what? In Bond.
I haven't seen James Bond in probably 10 years.
It's clear.
Been, yeah, from really like 15 clear. Years old.
No, I thought it was Judy Dench.
He spoiler right. alert, she died.
Ferris cut all of this out.
Yeah, keep looking, man. What's the ejector button?
This show isn't set up to be a live show, because so much of it...
It's not set up to be a recorded show either. It's mostly awkward silence.
Let's get
silence.
The energy up. Can we all agree one thing? I'll only ask you this and then a couple other things. We all stand up and we shake it out.
Now?
How long are we into this? Do we have a timer, Mike?
It's so bad that is going to cause the audience to applaud.
Good, they reset.
I think let's get into our first segment. Are you guys ready? Here we go. Welcome to Ham or Spam.
No. No fucking way.
What do you mean?
This is what you prepared?
Yeah. So the game, you haven't even heard the rules yet. Don't be mad already.
I know the rules.
Then why don't you explain it, Mr.
You're going to show us photos. We're going to guess if it's ham or spam. We're playing for cash, right?
All right. Lucky guess.
$100 for every right, $100 we owe you for every wrong. Is that about right?
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you.
So he is oddly, reasoning.
You're oddly good at keeping track of that shit. Like, yeah, like 8 minutes in, you're like, all right, Amir's down 600 and Rika's up 900. And it's always accurate.
Yeah,
well, I don't like that about you.
Let's put it to the test right here. No buzzing in, just yell out the answer. Number one, ham.
Ham.
Ham, it's ham.
I mean, yeah. Thought it would be a little harder than
Spam
that.
Spam is going to be a little creasier, fam.
Oh. All right, Jake is in the lead with 100. He did edgy out Marika by one.
Thank you.
Millisecond. Here we go. Number two.
You want it? You know what it is. It's creasy as hell.
It looks like pancakes.
That's spam.
All right. Hurwitz is pulling ahead, cleaning house. That is absolutely spam.
I was thrown off by the slices.
Yeah, well, that should be the dead giveaway that it's spam. Here we go. It gets harder. It gets harder.
Ham.
Really?
That's so pixelated. You couldn't find a large photo of either?
It's zoomed in for sure.
Yeah.
You're looking for a sound. What are you going to play?
It was nice. It was ham.
She said ham.
No, it was spam I meant. It doesn't fucking matter. It's all content. We have to put out a fucking episode next week. So here we are. Mike's recording. We got Marika Brownlee on the sax. We got Mike Comite on the facts. What do we think?
Is that a different photo?
Ham.
Is it not?
I saw the label and
fine,
it's ham.
Here.
That looks like part of your body. I don't want to look anymore.
Ham.
Yeah, I think that's ham as well.
That's correct. That was ham. Marika Brownlee has $200, or $100. Sorry, getting ahead of myself. Jake has $200. Dude, here we go. I love that the door is
we
open.
We can see that one's spam, because the label kind of showed up.
I named that's it so 300, that I could make sure.
Right.
Yeah.
300 to me.
All right, fine. This is so fucked. I'm not even getting paid for this.
I won't turn around.
All right, here we go.
I think that's spam as well.
Correct, $400.
I thought that was the same photo.
By the way, you're a CEO, and I know that you have a Patreon that's really successful for NADPOD. You don't need the money.
I'm not a CEO.
It's Marika's birthday today.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Like, don't let her win, but don't be an asshole.
I'm going to buy her something nice with my $400.
You're going to buy her spam with your $400.
All right, this might be the last one.
I hope.
I'm actually impressed. Ham or spam?
Ham.
Really?
You have to look to make sure.
Correct! Yeah. $200. Let's see if Marika can get it on this last one. This one's triple or nothing. Here we go.
That looks like Mars.
Spam.
That's correct.
Wow. Very nice.
So you win with $500.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll wait for it.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I think it might be more. You said it was triple or nothing.
It's she was triple at like or not, 300. She was at 200. It's triple, 300, it's 500. I get it. I keep track.
Somebody at Venmo is going to be so weirded out looking at your history. Like, this guy sends thousands of dollars and then gets it back within an hour to a day. What's the scam there? What's the spam there, actually?
I'm just going to make sure that everybody knows. Nice, yeah.
Thanks.
Can you just confirm that this is real?
Confirm that that's Marika's name.
Yeah, 500.
I got it.
No reaction.
Thanks, Dad.
I do Venmo people.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. The only person who wasn't going to send money back was Caleb Heron, and I had to beg him.
Yeah.
How fucked is that?
Yeah, it's
bad. I'm not going to grovel. You know, I won't
It sounds like you did.
Well, I did.
You said I had to beg him. Then you said, I'm not going to grovel.
Jake,
I will eat your ass.
Nice. All right. I should have started a timer because I don't know how long the show's been going.
There's a clock right there.
And there it is. So we've been going for 15 minutes. We have 5 minutes to fill or we can move on. What do you guys want to do?
I don't know, man. That's like an internal process that you should go through as a host. That's not a question that you ask out loud into a microphone.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Through bond of the week to get to this segment. And now you're like, what should we do?
We could go back to Bond of the Week.
Yeah, did gloss over
that. I said Ralph
that.
Fiennes, which I guess was a spoiler. What about Ranulph Fiennes, the explorer who circumnavigated the globe in 2012, and I read his book?
Is he British?
Yes, he's British.
The one rule you had?
Yeah, no, he is British.
That's good.
Let's move on.
All right, I was just joking. I thought it would be funny.
Daddy, chill.
That was quick.
That was cool.
I think we should move on to our next segment.
Sure. I mean, why are you asking us? Yeah. You told us that you would...
Everybody!
All right. For this next segment, we're going to need Jake and Marika out of here, which
is
what I would have put on the soundboard, but...
Finally.
Didn't have time.
So you want us to just get up and leave?
Why don't you get up and leave, and if you could go find...
One of you knows the other.
I want to keep it a surprise.
Yeah, no, I know who's.
And you know who to get?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Let's give it up. They'll be back. They'll be back.
Do they know who to get?
Yes, they're right there. I see them. Let's get the boys.
You're going to have to say their name,
sucks.
Man. They don't know because you didn't tell them.
No, let's get... Yeah, they know. Yeah, Jake's seeing them. Here we go. Please welcome Danny Sellers. Johnny Villa. And George Saba.
Everybody, let's get into it. Get it started.
Let's get it started. All right. This is so. It's the boys. It's the boys of HeadGum.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't work there.
Yeah. Well, you're sort of canon, as you would say.
Yeah, I'm lore.
Yeah, lore.
I come hang out and I like drink the Spindrift.
Yeah, and the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
We had a company retreat. I brought you guys here for a very special reason. I'm really excited about it. Are you guys ready to play a game?
Spam or ham.
Here we go. Welcome to...
Wow. They love it.
This is Jeopardy! So this is Jeopardy New York City Edition. So every category you see is related to the Big Apple. I was really worried it was going to keep going. So our categories are Captain Sully, All Things Rockefeller, Billy Joel's Drafts, Fair, and Midtown Hidden Gems. I have to add a team.
Now?
Ferris, cut this out.
Oh my God.
All right, here we go. Are you guys ready? This is for actual cash. Every number you see on the board, it's winner takes all, but that is an amount of money that you could win tonight. Are you guys ready?
How let's do we do say, do we like, is a button like,
Yeah, you could just say buzz. Or no, what's something New York? Say Yanks.
I don't want to play then.
What?
I'm not going to buzz in for
that's
that.
That's the bar? You've done so much worse shit on this show.
I'll say Mets.
All right, so we got some Mets fans. I shouldn't just touch New York sports. All right, yeah, just say Mets or Yanks. It doesn't, just anything to
get
buzz
get the fuck
in.
Out the way.
Yanks. Nice, yeah. I'm walking over here. Oh.
I'm ashamed that child.
That's a buzzing inward?
What was it?
You've never played a game. All right, let's start off with the guest of honor, Danny Sellers. You control the board.
Let's go with my dog Sully for $200.
Captain Sully for two. Are you sure?
No.
All right, Captain Sully for $200.
2009. Mets?
Without fail, not even skipping a beat, Johnny goes Mets and smiles so earnestly. Yes, Johnny.
I feel like that's the year that movie that he was in released. Well, he wasn't in it. It was Tom Hanks.
Mm.
Is that right? I also didn't answer as a
Yanks?
Question.
Before
that was wrong. Yes, George.
Oh, I didn't know there was a buzzer and there's an etiquette. I think it's the year. What is the year that it happened?
It's Wait. So close. That's so close. Anybody?
Those were my only two guesses. Everybody else is taking a complete shot in the dark.
You ran out of time. Here we go. The correct answer was. What year did Sully turn 58?
Nice.
Yeah.
I was about to say that, actually.
That was, yeah. Only one guess per round, obviously, though. So, for some reason, Johnny Villa controls the board.
You're clicking on a button that's a space bar.
Instead of using the space bar.
I think
bar,
you
right.
can just use the space bar.
Well, it's hard, you know, because I have this one monitor here. It's connected to that. This isn't even my laptop.
It's the biggest button.
Yeah. All right. Johnny Villa controls the board.
I'll do fair for 200.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I think I'm ready.
Fair for 200. Oh, this is perfect. A burger joint Johnny wouldn't dare step foot in.
Mets.
Is Johnny?
Yes.
Oh.
Danny.
Shake Shack.
I want to give it to you. That's incorrect.
Yanks.
Yes, George.
Is it like something like In-N-Out because Johnny doesn't live on the West Coast?
You know what? That's funnier. So I'll give you the cash for it, but that's not it.
I don't think I've definitely never opened up to you about the burger joints I go to.
Okay.
Is it a burger joint called the Burger Joint?
Oh, wait. Holy shit. I actually think it is. I'll still give that to Amir. Where is Burgers by Honest Chops in the Village?
No, that's not what I said.
Do you have any NYU students here?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever go to Burgers by Honest Chops?
No.
Cool.
Is that a real place?
No.
Yeah, it's all right. Weirdly, we got two winners that round.
Neither of which
you
got
control
it right.
the board.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it without looking because my neck is starting to hurt.
Yeah. There's been a lot of turning this way.
Yeah. Midtown Gems, I think, is one of them for 100.
Okay, here we go. Midtown Hidden Gems. A secret roundabout.
Pull out my Google Maps.
Can we have like a hint? Is this like a street or an intersection or something?
Your hint is it's pretty awesome.
Not a word. That's not a word.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh, okay.
I'll go Yanks.
Yep.
And Columbus Circle.
Holy shit. Absolutely correct. See, it's because you lived here for so long.
Yeah, I don't even live here.
It's because I think you don't know what secret means.
All right.
And again, you can't just touch that space bar. Let's go... Hidden Gems, which I'm starting to think are not hidden at all. I will say pre-fucking clue, Yanks Empire State Building.
Incorrect. Yeah. No, because that's the tallest building almost.
Yeah.
It was the tallest building when I was young.
And Columbus Circle is a huge circle. All right, let's see the 200. 200, okay. Yeah.
200, here we go. Midtown Hidden Gems. A museum worth seeking out, if you can find it.
Yanks.
Yes, George.
Is the MoMA in Midtown?
Correct!
I don't spend a lot of time here.
It is not kind of neck and neck, but George is cleaning house. I'm sorry to say.
Well, it's because I was bitter that you said Danny was the guest of honor. And we glossed over it.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
You control the board, if it's any consolation.
No, it is. I'll take Billy Joel's Drafts for 300.
Billy Joel's Drafts for 300. A tweet Billy didn't end up sending.
Is this the clue for all of them?
No. Oh, okay. It should have been. Again, George is punching up Jeopardy.
He's probably like touring in Chicago, and he was gonna be like, "I'm in a Chicago state of mind. Come see me at the Bean, November 4th."
Holy shit!
this was 2 years ago or last year, and so the show got canceled for COVID.
Okay, here's the thing: you guys have to get your answers in because I forgot what I wrote.
Uptown Squirrel, and it's a picture.
Okay.
Squirrel.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I change my answer? Sorry.
Oh, yes,
Danny,
you can.
No, I'm so sorry for steamrolling you right now. You say your thing. I'm so rude.
Fuck this. No, you go. I feel like...
No, mine is not... It's not good.
You have to say it. Every second that goes by where you don't say it is worse.
Call me Piano Guy.
He was right.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think
that actually might be closer to it. I do not remember what I wrote. Danny, Johnny, get your final answers in. This is not how Jeopardy works.
This is final Jeopardy in a way.
Yeah.
In the middle of the actual.
I was going to say, damn, what is damn, bro? This party's kind of thick.
That also might be it. Johnny, let's hear it. I can't say right or wrong for any of these.
I think he wanted a tweet, "You're perfect just the way you are," but it was over the 140 character limit.
It wouldn't have been. What is "just soured the day at a stranger's bris" AMA? I honestly feel like Danny was the closest.
Yeah, right.
Johnny, you know I love you, man, but you gotta step it up, man.
I'm not familiar with...
This isn't a hard game. It's just Jeopardy.
It absolutely is a hard game.
Also, Jeopardy is famously hard. So just saying it's just Jeopardy doesn't make it easier.
Before you put your demented twist on it, it was already difficult.
Danny controls the board.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like old dead white men. All things Rockefeller, 300, I guess. Since you're fucking.
All things Rockefeller for 300. Here we go. Rockefeller's Center...
Mets, what is Rockefeller Center?
Fuck!
Why do you torture us?
Mets, what is 30 Rock? Come on. You gotta give me that one.
I'm not gonna give it to you, man. You gotta earn your keep.
Yanks, what is Rockefeller's millionaire's heart?
I mean, that's not right. That's wrong, but it's the closest answer so far. Danny?
What is Jay-Z?
The correct answer we were looking for is, what is another name for John D. Rockefeller's peen? So, sort of his center of gravity.
There's no way this is going worse than you thought it would.
I thought you guys were going to be going home with some serious quiche, so much that I moved over money from my savings for this. Here we go. George controls the board for no reason.
I want to redeem myself with Billy Joel's Drafts, so I'm going to go for that for 200.
Here we go. Billy Joel's Drafts for 200. A lyric Billy wrote down after a six-hour delay at LaGuardia.
Yanks.
Yes, Danny.
Damn, it's still thick in here.
That's incorrect. Again, all your answers, I want them to be right.
The hell is this?
You looked at the board as if you were going to push the space bar.
No, you guys get a chance.
This is crazy.
I don't know enough Billy
There's
Joel
There's 400
songs.
People in the room, and you are dead silent, who's giving me nothing today.
Who's Billy Joel?
He's sort of the Randy Newman of New York.
Randy Newman?
I almost had you come out to I Love L.A.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Instead, you did I Had a Bad Day.
Because you had a bad day.
Any guess, it probably won't be right. We have to move on. Or I'll just move on. Here we go. What is, but at least it ain't Newark.
That's reasonable.
Is that
That's
a real lyric? Is that a real lyric?
It didn't make it into a song because he couldn't work it out, you know, with the beats of it all, the rhythm.
Yeah.
In the rhythm of a flight, I parked at LGA.
From nice.
The Valley JFK. I don't
just
know.
Next one, please.
Just okay. Here we go. Amir, you control the board.
Fair, 100.
All right. Jake's favorite halal.
Fair, 100. Jake's favorite halal. What was fair 200?
It was a burger joint Johnny wouldn't dare step into.
Right. what is halal, guys?
Incorrect. It's actually Sammy's Halal in the East Village.
Is this a real place? Is that what?
Yes. We gotta move on pretty soon. So here we go. One guess each for all of these. We're gonna do rapid fire. Danny, you control the board.
Let's do Billy Joel's.
A song about losing power in Bushwick.
This is a real song?
No. Oh, I mean yes.
Wait, so it's not a draft?
It's a draft. It's a song he wrote, so it's real.
It's a final draft.
Yeah, but he didn't put it out. Was that a screenwriting joke?
Don't touch me.
Anyone buzz in?
Walking in Memphis.
No, it's actually, I've seen the lights go out on Wick Off.
We don't know enough about
really?
Him. Yeah.
Wait, what is it? Wyke off. Ferris, splice it in like I did it perfect. All right, we gotta move on. I don't know what else to say. We're running out of time here. Here we go. George, you control the board.
All things Rockefeller 100.
All things Rockefeller 100. This is perfect for you. A dish topped with a rich sauce of butter, parsley, and other green herbs, and breadcrumbs.
Yanks. Yes. Oysters Rockefeller.
Yes! And did we mention...
This is real money, right?
Word Ooh. Of the absolute week.
Hell yeah.
That's $1,000 to George. The word was oysters.
Why is this a real one? Everything else is like a demented fucking... dumbass riddle you came up with 45 minutes ago, and then this real question and answer.
You just got no to choose that one.
Yeah, it's intuition.
I guess.
It's absolutely intuition. Here we go. George controls the board.
Wait, you never showed the final answer, and I'm starting to think
it
might have been...
Oh, sorry, Oysters Rockefeller.
Okay, yeah. I thought it'd be funny if you pressed spacebar and it was like Columbus.
George might walk out of here with over $2,000.
I'm going to do Sully for 300.
Sully for 300. Doggy style, probably.
What is Sully's favorite? Oh, I didn't buzz in.
Yes.
Yanks, what is Sully's favorite sex position?
Correct! This is crazy.
He's doing really well.
How'd you know that?
George lives with me.
It's in the movie.
All right, George controls the board again. Here we go.
Fair for 300.
Fair for 300. A Frankfurter with brawn enough for an entire bar.
Is this a sentence?
Yeah, he knows. He knows exactly what it is. You haven't been to this place, so.
I haven't been to a lot of places here.
Anybody can buzz in. Johnny and I have been there. Fuck.
That was a hint, Johnny. You have to run with it.
That was easy.
Yanks.
Johnny, where have you been?
I don't know. I try to forget every time I hang out with Joe.
Let's go, Johnny.
I got one from the audience.
Oh yeah.
Is it not raise?
That's correct. All right. Well, now you have to participate in the rest of it because it's winner takes all. So here we go. Just feel free to yank or met.
You work here now.
Yeah.
That's our social media guy now.
All right. You control the board.
Rockefeller 200.
Rockefeller, all things Rockefeller for 200. Yeah. A man topped with a rich sauce of butter, parsley, and other green herbs and breadcrumbs, then baked or broiled.
Yanks.
Yes.
What is Rockefeller's Rockefeller?
That's absolutely correct. Great job. George is going on with two. If you win, which I think it's actually impossible, you won.
Let's see what happens in Final Jeopardy. He might wager more than
fine.
He
these
has.
These last two are triple or nothing. Then you still control the board.
Midtown Hidden Gems for 300.
Midtown Hidden Gems for 300. You can catch Johnny here on any given Sunday.
Mets.
Yeah.
Is it a bar called Any Given Sunday?
Yanks.
Yes.
Johnny's house.
Technically correct, but not with the answer.
Danny
for
900.
Yanks. Yeah. Yep.
A tailor that is really specific and dedicated to making clothes specifically for Johnny.
I'm going to give you that one because it's actually Tiffany's, which is kind of a finger tailor, soldier spy.
Johnny, a finger tailor.
You live at a Tiffany's, right? Like that's
your
house.
Yeah, I do live in a Tiffany's, actually.
So it feels like I'm also a little bit right if we gauge off the thing.
You've already won quite enough, George.
Last one. Here we go. The Hudson one under Captain Sully.
Mets.
Yes.
The Hudson River.
I'm gonna give you that one, Johnny. It's actually what's Sully? Oh fuck. I forgot that I changed
it.
The right answer was, what is Sully's favorite Kate? But you know what? I'll still give it to you, Johnny. Maybe next time we hang out, you won't forget it on purpose. this has been...
This was Jeopardy!
$1,000 just now.
I have to pull up that down. Give me like 2 seconds.
Danny, what's your Venmo? Sorry. You still haven't given it to me because you don't want me to have your personal information.
I prefer checks.
Fuck.
Western
Union. Is there like a Chase near here?
Probably, yeah.
All right.
You did send me $1,000.
Yeah. And you can Venmo me whenever.
All right. Are you guys ready for some more guests? This is where things get hectic. I'm sorry to Mike. I'm sorry to the venue. I'm sorry to everyone involved.
Do we even have enough mics or chairs?
We do not.
Chairs?
We're going to share. We're going to share. I thought it'd be fun to do a little New York versus L.A. Shabazz. Right? Because we have our office here in Brooklyn. We have our office in L.A. Let's pit each other against each other. Danny, you get over here. George, you get over here. And we're going to introduce some more people. Here we go.
Everybody.
Can we get Amital Ash to the stage? Welcome. This is Team LA. I'm not on it. It's Avital, Amir, George, Danny. Now let's outfit Johnny with a team.
Let's do 4-on-1. Get this.
I can handle it. You saw how good I was in Jeopardy.
Again, and the upstate fiend himself, Andrew Pyle.
Holy shit! We got Pyle.
Yeah. Shit.
How did we afford Pyle?
We got Kyle bussed down here via Greyhound.
Not enough chairs, not enough mics. Jeopardy was not chaotic enough. We wanted to do this.
Yeah, you guys have two people, three mics. We have no chairs, one mic. Oh, Pyle, very nice. Thank you.
This is Family Room. All right.
Wow.
Everyone here was surveyed about each and every... So actually, not all of you, only some of you. And some of you aren't even on stage. And we were asked specific... They were asked specific questions about your guys' personality, your annoying habits, et cetera, et cetera. And basically, this is Family Rude. So, top 314 answers on the board. Danny, can you just be my space bar guy? It's a big responsibility.
Why is it sticky?
Oh. Oh my God. This is not how I wanted this to go.
Really? You didn't plan this at all. So how did you think it would go?
Soundcheck was an hour and a half and this is happening.
And let's do show question.
So he's more than the space bar guy.
It's a little bit more involved. Maybe, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Ferris, cut this out. Here, I'll relieve you. You can still sit.
They have three mics and we have one then?
Yes.
Yeah, here. Take this one.
All right.
Thank you.
Generous even on her birthday.
Very nice. Let's get out one more time for Marika's birthday.
All right. Top 314 answers on the board. Name something sour about Andrew Pyle.
I don't know. Can we raise hands?
Yeah. I don't know how Family Feud works.
You had a
You buzz. You buzz. Cool.
Buzz.
Now, usually it's one family, and they keep naming shit until they get three X's, and then it goes to us so we can steal.
All right.
Why am I explaining the rules to you during the show?
Buzz. Somebody buzzed in. You buzzed in,
yeah,
Abigail? Okay. Name something sour about Andrew Pyle.
His dog is a lemon. Liz Lemon the dog.
Okay.
That's true. That's really
All
good.
All right. Show me dog, and then I'm not going to hit it because I know that that's not on the board.
It was the best answer.
Yeah.
A dog named Lemon would have been the perfect answer.
I didn't know he had a dog.
Of
all right.
Can we buzz? Can
yes,
we?
Buzz,
can we
all right, buzz. Buzz yeah.
Pyle is going to go because it's about him.
Okay.
All right. Can I ask one thing?
Yes.
I showed up tonight. And you asked me to be on the show, like 20 minutes before it started.
My plan was...
So what was the plan here? Were you just going to have this entire thing about me and me not be here?
Yes. You were going to be in the audience, and then I would probably hear...
That's so mean.
You do that sometimes. All right.
Well, okay. Earlier, I walked into the room, and he said, you have a sour personality, so I'm going to say personality.
You know what? I'll give you that under this category. You're a little slutty. All right. All right, you guys. Now you guys control it, right? How does Family Feud work?
Yeah, they keep going until they get three strikes.
He's vindictive.
I'll give you that under the category rich but not happy.
<laughs> 188 people say that about it?
Yeah, that was the biggest audience answer. These are real surveys, we should say.
They only ask 100 people, but that would have, come up if you asked me about the rules of the game we're playing on the show.
Right. All right, no strikes. Keep it going.
I'd say his jokes are very sour. They kind of put people in a very sour mood.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that one under the category. Kind of a redneck. And then Marika Brownlee, take it home.
I guess he's isolated upstate, so that's a sour way to be.
Correct. He had a child because you're supposed to. That's not a good reason. All right. The next question is, what about Amir rubs you wrong just so?
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
Yeah. That was really fast, we should say. You didn't have to think about
where
it.
Where do I start?
Right.
Should we do, character, physical stuff? Or
Some
do you want
of
it to
them
be,
is
like,
physical, I think.
Because I would get, appearance, for sure. Let's go teeth.
Appearance works.
Buck teeth.
Oh, wait, no, that's actually his inexplicable
Too many people.
Success.
Way 222 surveyed said that. Okay.
Well, it's explicable, because it's kind of, it does the line share. All right. What is it? Final Jeopardy or something? going lightning round.
Do we have to
round.
Go down the line?
Yeah, you go down the line or something. Yeah. You start, Marika.
I'm going to go with his pants were way too tight today.
Stained as well.
That's incorrect, but it is true. You know what it is, Amir? It's that you've been working out, so you kind of have that thick ass now.
That's not true, but I'll take it as a compliment. Is it our turn, or...?
It's down the line, right?
Oh, yeah,
because you got it wrong.
Yeah,
or is it three X's? This
three
is crazy.
Three, technically. But the rules don't mean anything, so
fine,
just say
to
who
LA.
You
let's
want
go
to
LA.
Answer.
Again, top four answers on the board. Something that rubs you wrong about Amir just so.
Oh, I thought something that rubs you wrong about yourself.
Oh, I guess I find it hard to fall back asleep after I wake up in the middle of the night.
Incorrect.
That is correct. Don't tell me more about myself than you don't.
That's not what the survey says.
Me?
Down the line, yeah.
All right. Lately, your farts...
You don't have to be, like, super...
Yeah. Specific. let her have the mic.
I am.
Let her hold
want her to
it.
Talk.
No, I want to hear this.
Oh, it's tough. Lately, your farts are loud and smell, both. The combo.
That might fall under the category... Can't work up to the courage to propose to Avital.
Those two things are related, yes.
The anxiety pushing her away. Be here in New York. So this is perfect.
Yeah.
Is it?
But you thought Pyle would be here, and those were four really nasty things. Yeah.
Anyway. Damn. You guys are cold. Down
stare
the line,
in my
George.
Eyes when you answer.
I think sometimes your eye contact's inconsistent. It, like, you don't know where to look at me.
Yeah, he's cold personally.
Yeah, you know what?
Detached.
That's...
I'll give you it under... The issue is I can't see it, and somebody else needs to be controlling the survey. This is so fucked up.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, George, why don't you... Danny, just say anything.
I think his overall professional vibe.
Yeah. Homeowning jackass. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. Because it's someone that I consider you and I kind of close. But seeing these all in a row, it's like, yeah, where is the connection? Here we go.
You didn't change the root on that.
Top four answers on the board. What is Marty Michael's cross to bear? Buzz in.
I'm gonna buzz.
Yep.
Okaying this show to exist.
Okay. Marty started that one. Well, let me see if any of these categories fit. Oh, shit. Fuck. Wait a second. That means it was unanimous. Let's see what it was. Yeah.
Wow.
That makes sense. Parents divorced. All right. All right, this is the last round. Last round. What has Johnny Villa done sexually?
Oh, nice. Buzz.
Yes.
Let's go. What do you think, Johnny?
You
can be honest.
My parents are in the audience.
Welcome to the villas. Very nice. I'm also Johnny's boss, so this is really weird.
I want to say that...
to another edition of Thunderdome!
Because now we're kind of really in it. Anyway.
I want to say that there were some escapades had on my rooftop.
Yes, that's correct. Sorry, wait. You said unethical non-monogamy, right? Oh. All right. Then
I'd like
let's go to LA.
I'd like to rescind my previous comment
because
my parents aren't listening.
All right. LA, you guys are doing this, right?
I feel like we got it, so we control the board.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah,
don't
you control
you
the board or whatever. Do that thing down the line.
Down
I should have
watched
that.
Yeah, so we'll start
Jeopardy.
With Andrew.
Yep.
You have no idea what you're doing.
You don't know Johnny at all.
I know him enough.
Ooh.
I would say most things. He's done most things sexually.
Did you say erotic modeling? Because if so, correct. No exes. Keep it going, New York.
Let's say...
What do I look like I've done to you?
I'm weighing what I want to say knowing your parents are here.
I think you should still open up. They love it. I know it.
I don't want to say anything too... I'll say rimming, and that's
okay.
It. In hopes that they don't know what it is.
Notary public role play. Exactly right.
That was the other one I was going to say. Yeah.
I don't want to answer this.
Come on, it's your birthday.
Shouldn't be a reason. I guess I'll go in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And some light smooching.
Spent a summer as a pool boy / oral slave. Exactly right. My God. Well, New York's obviously winning pretty heavily. But this brings us to our final round. Are you guys ready?
Woo! Yes.
Yeah.
Double or nothing?
I forgot to create a final round.
What?
No, I did. This is the thing. I had it on my other laptop, and then because of the tech of the theater, we had to switch the laptops out.
I see.
So let's just say New York wins.
Huge.
Is that fair? Home court advantage.
Everybody, everybody.
Please give it up for HeadGum New York, HeadGum LA. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Matan, Johnny, Marika, Jake, and Amir, stick on.
Oh, we're still. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We are staying. Cool. I thought the show was over on you not having the final round, and I was kind of worried.
It was fine. It's just, that was a curveball today.
Someone passed Johnny a mic. Actually passed Marika the mic. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Johnny.
Jeff, you told me that I wouldn't be able to wait for this segment, so
yes.
Really excited.
You're a pretty affable guy.
Some people don't think so.
Okay. What do you guys think? Do you guys like Johnny?
That wasn't loud enough.
He has a knife!
How much, by a show of a round of applause, right, is kind of the right way to do this, how much would you want to get in contact with Johnny?
Oh. No. No, please, God, no.
Wow, you're...
Oh, no!
Is it also on the other computer?
No, I have this one.
Thank God.
Well, you guys can wax while I find this.
Now you guys know that this is not a bit.
Yeah.
Jeff is actual.
So that's Johnny Villa's actual phone number.
Yeah, can we not do that,
Don't text him, but if you want to call him, I'm going to leave. Take a picture, and you can call him in the next 24 hours.
Oh, that's good. I see the phones
hours.
Up. Take
right?
the photos. That's
yeah, a
nice.
Lot of photos being taken.
Actually, let's have a contest. First one to call him wins something.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Wait, first one to call him wins $100.
So everyone take out your phone.
Already calling him.
Actually, that's...
we got to call
him. Do you have your phone?
I do have my phone.
Can you prove that that's actually ringing?
Wow, pick up.
Yeah, K. Dillon. From Des Moines, Iowa.
We got one right there.
Wow.
So everybody take a photo of this. I'm going to leave it up. And we'll just see what kind of conversation.
God,
Dylan
your phone's
waxes.
So broken. Dylan?
It fully hasn't picked up.
Oh, wait.
It's still ringing.
Oh, no. I'm on with you now. Talk.
No, my phone's ringing.
Okay, well, that feels weird. Like a theater service issue. It's a real number. Anyway.
Hello, Tan Man?
Oh my God, is that Tan Man? The Tan Man?
Someone named Tan Man called you.
That's my best friend Tanner. He's in the audience tonight. Can
that's
we get
a good example?
Cheers for Tanner?
That's not a good example because you know each other. We need a stranger to call the number.
Well, we got a stranger to call the number.
Yeah,
and there were technical issues.
Kay Dillon, yeah.
You're getting a lot of calls.
I am getting a lot of calls. Let's see.
Your phone is fucked up.
Yeah.
You're not even reacting. I thought you were going to be angry.
I am angry, but you know, I do want the conversation.
That's really so cool. Dark. Full steam ahead. We have 5 more minutes. I think we should do plugs.
Why?
Plugs?
What's that?
There were so many people that are on stage that didn't get a plug chance.
That's true. It's just if everybody got a plug, I'd be here the whole night.
Why for a live show are we doing plugs?
This is, you know what? All I've had tonight is sour poison vitriol from the 20 of the people on the HeadGum team. And I'm not going to fucking have it, actually. These people came to hear gold, and you provided them mold.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think if 20 people are mad at you that we gave them the mold?
Yes.
Or did you give them the mold?
100% you gave them mold.
Also, you think gold is me saying my Instagram handle for these people to follow me after the show?
It's a structure to work within. You say something.
A structure? You didn't have Final Fucking Family Rude.
Yeah, because
there's
you know
no
what?
Structure.
I had a curveball.
There's no structure. You
I
said to Danny at one point, say anything.
This Can we, is, I'm not going to have it.
Can we take my phone off the things?
What's that?
I don't think you have two laptops. You said you messed up because you switched your laptop,
then
and we all sort of glossed
the same,
over
but either way, I didn't have the final round.
I don't think you ever had it.
Right.
You are mold. Yeah.
You're fired.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. He could technically do that.
Weirdly.
It's a weird loophole.
Yeah.
In the corporate
structure.
The way this company's structured, this fucking weird ass sphere. I swear to God.
I don't have any shares. I had to dip it. Yeah, I divided them up.
Never can do that shit.
Go home!
No. No, wait. That chant was broken.
This
it did not. It didn't start, and I won't honor it.
You missed NADPOD. Well, listen, guys. We got to get out of here. But thank you so much for coming to the first HeadGum Podcast Live. Right? This has been an unbelievable showing. I really didn't think we were going to even sell out the floor of this show.
Really?
Yeah. And
don't worry, we won't sell out the next one now that they've seen it.
Right.
Yeah.
We'd have to go city to city, I think. We can't do the same one twice.
Don't tell your LA friends that it went this way, because we're trying to do one in LA.
We're also going to add artificial laughter throughout, so people sort of hear that it's a good time.
And through AI.
Yes. And let's remember to pick up the final rude round. That way we have that on the show.
Right,
the
and
day.
On the day.
Yes, in the can.
Good.
Well, there's one last thing I wanted to do. Marika, you're 27?
Yes.
Can we all sing happy birthday to Marika Brownlee? She worked so hard on this festival. Really slow. Let's do it uncomfortably slow.
Oh, no. You can't sustain that note for that long.
Was easy.
So walk away with me. I'll show you
that was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why
don't
you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, go ahead. Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.